The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Nun. The Gemara in Daf Nun on the Beis talks about a certain type of egg. It's called a Beitza Termita. Says the Gemara, what is this? My Beitza Termita. What is this egg that's called a Beitza Termita? Amar Shmuel says it's a very fancy type of egg. It's a very expensive egg. It's prepared in a certain way. It says that the Ma'ayle Alpha Zimni, you take it and put it 1,000 times, the Ma'ay Chamimi, into hot water, and then you put it 1,000 times into Ma'ay Kriri, into cold water, and by putting it in the hot water and then putting it into the cold water, the Gemara says, Ad Mizutra, the egg, the whole egg, shrinks. And then when the egg shrinks, the Gemara says, Ki Heicha Debalisei, it's possible for a person to swallow this egg whole. And for whatever reason that the Gemara explains that a person would want to swallow this egg, he'll be able to swallow the egg whole after it shrinks to a smaller size. Now, the Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Beis Ha'Oitzer and Klal Kuvav, asks a question. This Gemara does not seem to fit with the other Gemaras that we find in Shas. We find the Gemara, and the Gemara talks about how much food can a person fit down his throat at one time. So we find the Gemara says, in Yuma Daf Pei Amin Aleph, Gemara says, Shiru Chachamim, the Chachamim, They figured out the size. Ein beis ablia mavzik yoser mi beitzas tarnegolos. That a person cannot fit in his beis ablia, in his throat, at one time, more amount of food that's larger than a beitzas tarnegolos, that is the size of a chicken's egg, the average egg of a chicken. So Gemara says that a person can take an egg and swallow it. More than an egg, if it would be larger than an average size egg, person would not be able to swallow. But up to the size of a beitzas tarnegolos, the size of an egg, the Gemara says clearly that a person would be able to swallow. And the Gemara, whatever nafkamina the Gemara says over there. So, Frekt of Yosef Engel, that Gemara doesn't seem to fit with this Gemara. Our Gemara says that if someone wants to swallow an egg whole, the Gemara says that you have to do some sort of process whereby it causes the egg to shrink to a smaller size. That means if somebody would try to swallow this egg whole before it would shrink, it wouldn't fit down his throat. It wouldn't fit because the size of an egg, beitzas tarnegolos, is larger than a beis hamliyah. The only way for it to fit down his throat, according to the mashmois of the Gemara, would be to cause it to shrink. And once it shrinks, then it will fit down his throat. So our Gemara would seem to imply that in order that the size of a person's throat is less than the size of a beitzas tarnegolos, not like the Gemara in Yuma. So, because of this question, Rabbi Yosef Engel says that obviously we have to differentiate between the two cases. He says the Gemara over there is talking about somebody who is eating normally. Somebody eats, so he takes the food, he takes a kibetza, something the size of an egg of food, and he chews it, and then he swallows it. So when somebody chews it, so it gets compacted. So when it gets compacted, then a person could take something that was originally the size of an egg and swallow the entire thing at once. However, our Gemara, the Gemara is talking about swallowing something whole. It's clear from the Gemara you're swallowing the egg whole. Were it to swallow it whole, that would be difficult. That would not be possible for somebody to swallow it unless it would actually get a drop smaller. And therefore, that's what the Gemara over here says, that a person will not be able to swallow this egg until it shrinks slightly. That is the teretz of Yosef Engel. However, it's well known that there is the opinion of the Rambam, the well-known sheet of the Rambam, that according to the way the Achronim explained the Rambam, we can possibly suggest a different teretz for Yosef Engel's kasha. We find that the Gemara in Yuma, like you said before, says Ein beis ablia mavzik yoser mi beitzas tarnegolos, that a person's beis ablia, the size of a person's throat, it's not big enough to stuff down his throat at one time more than a beitzas tarnegolos, but the size of an egg can't fit down a person's throat. says the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Krisus, Daf Yedal and Aleph, also discusses how much food can a person fit in his throat at one time. There the Gemara says something different. The Gemara says, Shiru Chachamim, Dein Beis Abliya Mavzu Yoyser Mishnei Zeisen. Says, the Chachamim explained, the Chachamim measured, a Beis Abliya, the person's throat, cannot swallow more than the size of two olives. When you take something with two olives, the person could swallow it in one shot, but more than two olives, the person cannot swallow in one shot. So, which one is it? Is it the Beitus Tanagolus? Could a person's throat fit a Beitus Tanagolus? Or could a person's throat fit two olives? So Tosis in many places, Tosis in Yuma, Tosis in Erevin, and Tosis in Shabbos, and other places says that there's no contradiction between these two Gemaras. Says Tosis that we see from this Gemara that what's the ratio of the size of an olive to the size of an egg? You see that two olives are equal to the size of one egg, because a person's throat, according to one Gemara, could fit an egg, and the other Gemara says a person's throat could fit two olives. So it must be that every egg is the size of two olives. So if somebody wants to figure out halacha l'maisa, there's a lot of different isurim and a lot of different mitzvahs, the mitzvah of kizayis matzah, a person has a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of the Seder, on Pesach. So Tosis, how are you going to figure out how much to eat? You take an egg and you cut it in half, and you see that since one egg is equal to the size of two olives, so half an egg is the size of an olive, and therefore you can figure out from that, you could use to figure out the amount of matzah that you need to eat and the amount of other things, other places in the Torah where is the shear of a kizayis. And that is the opinion of Tosis. Now Tosis, because of this, has a slight problem. And Tosis has a problem that there's a different Gemara. When the Gemara says in Erevin, when the Gemara talks about the size of a gregris is a dried out fig, so with there, Tosis makes a cheshbon, well, a slightly complicated cheshbon, but Tosis, the bottom line from Tosis is that Tosis says that it seems clear from the Gemara that one egg is equal to the size of three gregris, three dried figs. Three dried figs will equal one egg, one kibetz. That's how Tosis learns the Gemara over there in Erevin. Says Tosis, now we have a problem, because the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Tzadik Aleph and Aleph that what's bigger, a dried fig, a gregris, or an olive? So the Gemara says in Shabbos that a gregris, a dried fig, is bigger than an olive. Says Tosis, if you put all these Gemaras together, and they contradict each other. We started off saying that an egg is equal to two olives. And we have another Gemara that says that an egg is equal to three figs, right? Which would imply that olives are bigger than figs. Because if the same size, if one egg is equal to two olives and one egg is equal to three figs, that means two olives are the same size as three figs, which means each fig, each gregris, is smaller than its size. And that cannot fit with the Gemara, where the Gemara says that a gregris is bigger than an olive. So because of this, Tosis has a big problem. Tosis has to change the chat in the Gemara. Tosis has to say that in reality it's not true. When this that the Gemara says that an egg is equal to the size of three gregris is incorrect, and really a gregris is bigger than a zeis, a fig is bigger than an olive, and therefore a kibetzo, an egg, size of an egg, would not equal three figs. Three figs would naturally be much larger, would be larger than an egg and a half, according to Tosis, and that is Tosis maskono. And Tosis remains with the Pashtus, the way Tosis began, that if somebody wants to figure out the shear of a kizayis for matzah, what he should do is he should take an egg and divide it in half. That's the opinion of Tosis. The Vilna Gaon in Aruch Chaim and Hilchos Pesach says that if you look at the Rambam would seems to imply not like that, because in that Gemara that Tosis changed, and Tosis said that it's clear from the Gemara that an egg is equal to the size of three figs, and Tosis, because he had this problem, said that the Gemara is not really saying that, the Gemara really means something completely different. The Vilna Gaon says that if you look carefully at the Rambam clearly says, like the Gemara, that a egg is equal to the size of three gregris, three figs. And now we have the question. We have the question, and we're not able to say Tosis' answer. So again, we have a contradiction. We have a Gemara that would seem to say that an egg is equal to two olives. We have another Gemara that says that an egg is equal to three figs, which would imply that an olive is bigger than a fig. And we have a third Gemara that says that a fig is bigger than an olive. And all these three Gemaras cannot coexist. Says the Vilna Gaon, different answer. The Rambam has a different opinion, and he does not agree to Tosfos. The Rambam holds that in reality, an olive is really smaller than a fig, and therefore there will be slightly more than three olives in the size of an egg. And therefore the Rambam will disagree with what Tosfos says. Tosfos paskins that if somebody wants to figure out how much matzah you should eat, you should take an egg and divide it in half. Zoktiv Vilna Gaon, according to the Rambam, that's incorrect. According to the Rambam, a person has to take an egg, and he doesn't have to divide it in half. He can divide it into three. He can divide it into three because really there are three olives. Three olives in an egg because there are three grapes in an egg, and the grapes is bigger than an olive. So it must be that the size of an olive is smaller than the way, according to Tosfos, instead of being half an egg, it's really only one third of an egg. We have a problem. How could you possibly say that there are three olives in the size of kibetzo when we have two gemaras that we mentioned earlier? The gemara in Krisus that says that the size of a beis ablia is two olives, and the gemara in Yuma that says the size of the beis ablia is one egg, and that would seem to imply that these two sizes are the same, that the egg is equal to the size of two olives. And according to the Vilna Gaon's Pshat and the Ramban, it's not true, because there are really three olives in the size of an egg. So how could you tell me the Beis Ablia will only hold two olives and not three, if the other Gemara says that the Beis Ablia will hold an entire egg? So for that, the Vilna Gaon says the only way out for the Ramban is to say that the Gemara that says that a person's throat can hold an egg does not mean that a person's throat can hold a complete egg. What the Gemara means is a person can swallow an egg whole without the shell. When a person takes off the shell of an egg, you have a hard-boiled egg, you boil the egg, you take off the shell, and when you take off the shell, so the shell itself takes up a certain amount of space, and also when you take off the shell, there's a certain amount of space, certain amount of air, an air pocket in the egg. When you subtract that area, that volume of the egg, says the Vilna Gaon, the shell together with that space will add up to an extra 50%. It'll add up to a third of the complete egg. And therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, when the Gemara says that a person can only swallow an egg, it doesn't mean a person can swallow an egg with the shell. A person cannot swallow an egg with the shell. Person can only swallow an egg without the shell. And that's true, that an egg without the shell is equal to the size of two olives. But an egg with the shell is not equal to the size of two olives. An egg with its shell is really equal to the size of three olives. Because that's the other Gemara in Erevin, where the Gemara said that an egg, which means over there means an egg with the shell, is equal to the size of three figs. And a fig is at least the size of an olive. So therefore, the Vilna Gaon says, it must be that the Rambam's opinion is that when the person can only swallow an egg without the shell and not an egg with the shell. So the bottom line is that there is a machloikis apoiskim, according to the Vilna Gaon, there's a machloikis rishonim, how much matzah a person has to eat. When a person can take an egg, does he have to, and he wants to figure out from this egg how much matzah he should eat, does he have to eat half an egg or a third of an egg? There's a machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam. Also, what we see from the Vilna Gaon is that if a person would take a whole egg with its shell and try to swallow it, it would not go down his throat. Because when the Gemara says that a beis ablia holds the size of an egg, the Gemara doesn't mean to say it holds the size of the egg with the shell. It means that it'll hold the size of an egg without the shell. So coming back to our Gemara over here in the Nedarim, the Gemara says that if a person wants to swallow an egg, he has to get it to shrink, because until it shrinks, he won't be able to swallow it. According to the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara makes a lot of sense in the opinion of the Rama, because the Gemara over here is talking about swallowing the egg whole with its shell. If a person would like to swallow the egg with its shell, he needs to get it to shrink. Because when the Gemara said a person can swallow an egg, that means a person can swallow an egg whole without the shell. But with the shell, it would have to get smaller, and that's why the Gemara over here says clearly that if it does not get smaller, a person will not be able to swallow it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.